Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President-elect Joe Biden is pledging to go on offense against hackers once he takes office. Today, he issued a statement responding to the recent disclosure of a massive online security breach potentially affecting thousands of victims, including U.S. companies and federal government agencies. Biden says he and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will work to disrupt and deter U.S. adversaries before they strike. However, Biden did not specifically name Russia, which intelligence officials believe was behind the recent attack and other efforts to undermine the U.S.'s democratic system since before the 2016 election. Americans can also expect to hear a lot about the U.S. fight against climate change. In another departure from his soon-to-be predecessor, Biden has publicly committed to investing more resources into protecting the environment. And one person he has selected to carry out that vision is Brenda Mallory. NPR's Rebecca Hersher says the former Obama administration official is being nominated to lead the White House office that oversees environmental reviews for major infrastructure projects.
Mallory is an experienced environmental lawyer. She was the top attorney for the White House office that she is being nominated to lead. That office, known as the Council on Environmental Quality, oversees environmental reviews for infrastructure, including highways, pipelines, and oil and gas operations. President Trump proposed removing many of the review requirements in order to speed up approval of new projects. If she's confirmed by the Senate, Mallory will be on the front lines of both climate change policy and the push for more equitable environmental rules, as she helps agencies decide which types of fossil fuel-related infrastructure get built and who is exposed to the resulting pollution. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
An FDA advisory panel is now reviewing data on Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, which, if authorized for emergency use, will become part of the nation's most ambitious ever vaccination drive. The vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech was cleared for emergency use last week. Some states are just now vaccinating their first patients against COVID-19. We have more from Blake Farmer with member station WPLN.
Tennessee's largest hospitals hope to be inoculating frontline workers at the beginning of the week, but are still awaiting shipments. Instead, the state's first recipient of vaccine was a cancer surgeon in Nashville who is part of a clinical trial. Pfizer decided to let participants who were healthcare workers know if they received placebo shots during the trial and offered them the real thing. Dr. William Polk was at the clinic hours later.
All righty. Didn't feel a thing.
Polk says he didn't intend to be at the front of the line, but it does make him appreciate what he calls a miraculous development of the COVID vaccine. Not every hospital will get doses in this initial allotment, but larger shipments may be right behind, with Moderna's vaccine almost ready to go.
That's Blake Farmer reporting. This is NPR. America's top general held a meeting with Taliban negotiators today. Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, called for a reduction in violence in Afghanistan. We have the latest from NPR's Dia Hadid.
The AP first reported the news, which was later confirmed to NPR by a defense official. The AP said General Milley didn't report any breakthrough after his two-hour meeting. But the visit is remarkable for what it represents. America's top general coming face-to-face with the Taliban, a group the US has been fighting for nearly 20 years. It comes as a drawdown of American forces in Afghanistan will leave the country with just 2,500 troops by January. According to a deal the US made with the Taliban, the group is also negotiating a peace agreement with the Afghan government. But as talks continue, the Taliban's attacks have actually spiked across the country, leading to concerns that Afghanistan could plunge back into full-blown war. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
More discouraging data out today from the Labor Department. The number of people to file unemployment claims for the first time rose to 885,000. In the week ended December 12th, that was up from the revised number of 862,000 claims in the previous week. Weekly data comes as Congress nears a deal to extend aid for struggling Americans, including continued unemployment benefits and help for businesses. Recent economic data have pointed to a worrisome slowdown in the economy as coronavirus cases surge, pointing to a dire winter despite the promise of vaccines in the new year. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.